Today from the Ohio Newsroom, protecting Ohio's oldest forests. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Old growth forests are really rare. Just 1% remain in the eastern United States. So the Old Growth Forest Network is trying to protect those that are left and create new ones for future generations. It's aiming to preserve one forest in every county of the nation. This month, it welcomed two Ohio forests, Stages Pond State Nature Preserve, just south of Columbus, and the Lindy Rosenberg Preserve near Athens. Joining me now to talk about why this is important is Brian Kane. He's the network's Mid-Atlantic manager. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how are you today, Erin?
I'm good, thanks. So what exactly is an old growth forest? What makes these different from your run-of-the-mill Ohio woods?
Well, you've hit on the number one question we get asked in our work. And, you know, it is a subject of great debate amongst, you know, major scientists in the field. So we look at it in our work as a forest that has that the majority of the trees to come have come pretty close to their full age. But it's not just a number cutoff we use. You know, we have plenty of forests in the network where the trees are, you know, 90 or 100 years old, and they're not truly old growth. We look at it as a series of characteristics that create an ecological community.
Interesting. So why are these forests so important to protect and preserve?
They do so many things, Erin, for us. First of all, they're carbon sinks. So, you know, within the forest, both the fallen trees and the existing trees and the soil, you know, contain enormous quantities of carbon. They're also very important because they are enormous host sites for such a diverse quantity and quality of wildlife. Everything from the mammals that live there to the beetles that are chewing away the decomposing trees. So we look at them as, you know, enormously important for the continuation of all of those species that thrive in those ancient environments. And in many ways, also, we've discovered more and more there's a lot more health and wellness benefits to these forests, to our communities.
Well, I know that I've personally experienced some of those health and wellness benefits from forests. Stages Pond and Lindy's Preserve are the 29th and 30th forests, respectively, in Ohio to be inducted into the Old Growth Forest Network. How do you decide which forests to include? Where are some of the others located?
They're all over the state. You know, we have several in the Metro Park system. We have ones around the Columbus area. We have several in the Cleveland area, Cincinnati as well. Sometimes we have more than one really good candidate in a county, and we bring them both in. We did one on the far over in Dark County, right on the border with Indiana. And, you know, largely agricultural county. There's not a lot of forest there, but they had two really pretty significant stands of very old trees there in that county. And they were set aside by farmers, you know, 100 and some years ago as stands they wanted to keep on their land. And today, Dark County Parks just has these nice walking paths through them for the public.
Okay, so the network's ultimate goal is to preserve a forest in every county in Ohio and even the nation. Is that possible?
We believe it is. Now, some states, such as Maine, you know, most of the forest land is private. We've yet to get a forest recognized in Maine in our network, but working on it. The other thing, we also have some really small forests, what we call those community forests, that are closer to the urban areas. You know, maybe it's a 10-acre piece of forest that is, it's a microcosm of maybe what urban residents might be able to enjoy close to home. And then we often recommend, look, here's six or seven others within an hour's drive, go check them out. So yeah, some areas just have so much development, it's hard to find an old forest within it. And, you know, that's the challenge.
All right. Well, that was Brian Kane with the Old Growth Forest Network. Brian, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Erin, for your interest.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.